Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabrasachi Bhattacharya. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that on the occasion of National Unity Day, a grand unity parade symbolizing Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow at Kevadia in Gujarat. He added that it will be organized in Ektanagar every year on the 31st of October. Addressing a press conference in Patna, Mr. Shah said the parade will be unique to mark the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in the lines of the Republic Day Parade, which is held in New Delhi every year. Mr. Shah also announced that a Bharat Parv will be organized at Ektanagar from the 1st of November to 15th of November, marking the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today slammed Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks targeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi and claimed that even good leaders of the Congress were left embarrassed by his comments. Talking to reporters in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said Congress party has suffered due to the comments of Rahul Gandhi. He said no leader can speak in such a language. Addressing election rallies in Bihar yesterday, Mr. Gandhi had accused that Mr. Modi can go to any length for votes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today reiterated India's unwavering support for the sovereignty, unity and territorial integrity of Cyprus. He also reiterated for a bi-zonal, bi-communal federation with political equality in accordance with the relevant UN Security Council resolutions. Dr. Jaishankar made these remarks during the meeting with his Cyprus counterpart, Dr. Konstantinos Kombos, in New Delhi today. The Union Minister also appreciated Cyprus's consistent support in the battle against cross-border terrorism. He said, strengthening ties with both Cyprus and the EU remains a key priority for India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on a two-day visit to Malaysia from today to attend the ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus, scheduled to be held on the 1st of November. Taking to X, Mr. Singh said the meeting aims to further strengthen defence and security cooperation among ASEAN member states and India and advance the Act East policy. According to the Ministry of Defence, during the visit, the minister is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from the participating ADMM Plus nations as well as the senior leadership from Malaysia. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today ordered the dismissal of two government employees over their alleged terror links. The employees have been identified as Ghulam Hussein and Mazid Iqbal Dar, both serving as teachers in the education department. Hussein is a resident of Riyasi district, while Dar is a resident of Rajouri district. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the Arunachal Pradesh Rivers Bayar Salami 2025 at Itanagar. In his inaugural address, the Chief Minister lauded the Indian Chamber of Commerce into its 100th year since inception and for partnering with the state government in promoting Arunachal Pradesh as a new hub of organic, natural and value-driven products. Mr. Khandu underlined the government's vision to transform Arunachal Pradesh from a producer state to an export-oriented economy. Organized by the Indian Chamber of Commerce in collaboration with the Trade and Commerce Department, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, the two-day event brings together producers, exporters, investors and buyers from across India and abroad to explore trade and investment opportunities in the state. Campaigning for Bihar Assembly elections has intensified ahead of the first phase of polls. NDA and Mahagathbandhan are leveling charges against each other and making every possible effort to woo the voters. The Ram devotees across the world have donated more than 3,000 crore rupees for the construction of the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya. Chairman of the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust, Nripender Mishra, said that so far 1,500 crore rupees have been spent on the Ram Temple construction and this figure was likely to reach 1,800 crore rupees by the time the work is completed. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, the second semi-final match between India and Australia is currently underway at the Dr. D.U.I. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.